Archers for week 24th to the 29th of March 2002.
It's open house at Ambridge Hall.
It's a gamble.
Oh, I can imagine.
She'd much rather Helen waited till the first batch was ready before starting a second.
Well, you'd think she'd want to see if it tasted right.
Mm.
I said as much when I went to watch her making it.
And of course, Helen
has very definite ideas about Tunbridge Farm Blue.
She has definite ideas about most things.
Yes.
She's very keen on having continuity of supply, according to Pat.
Yes, that's what she said to me. Has Morpeth got to you?
Is he at the door? I think someone else just arrived.
You know, I didn't even want a drink. I only called in to drop off the flowers.
It's worth staying just to see Linda look so happy.
Oh, she and Robert have done well, haven't they?
When you consider the state of the house a month ago.
Yes, they were very lucky with insurance. And I must say, I like what they've done with the kitchen.
Isn't it lovely?
You had a look around it.
We were just saying, Janet.
Yes, the new fridge.
Yes.
Isn't it great?
Red so unusual.
Oh, see, you haven't got a drink either.
Robert's getting me one.
Oh.
I'm not sure what's happened to him.
I expect he'll be through in a minute.
Well, didn't Phil come with you?
He's with Alistair. Sure. Having a look in Robert's little wine cellar.
I thought he played brilliantly this morning.
Yes, didn't he?
He'll be pleased to hear that.
And what a lovely idea, dressing the church with pussy willow.
Oh, did you like it?
It was very effective.
Gave the service a real sense of spring.
That was Marjorie's idea.
Was it? And you should help put it out.
She found an article in Wi-Fi magazines.
Oh.
Well, you certainly sounded as though you'd be very busy, Janet, all the services at the other churches.
Well, ecumenical worship's one of the things I like best about Holy Week.
Sorry you've had to wait.
Not at all.
Now, Jennifer, you're the...
Whiteport. Thanks.
And this must be yours, Janet.
Oh, thank you.
I took Robert off serving duty to organise some ice. Jill, do you need a topper?
I'm fine, Linda.
He's better at turning it out than I am. I'm not used to new ice trays.
Can be fiddly.
I don't know if you've seen our fridge.
Yes. And I'm very envious.
Oh, no.
It's fabulous.
Oh, do you think so?
Yes. It's not just Jenny who's jealous.
You don't think it's too colourful?
That red lifts the whole kitchen.
Which looks very smart anyway.
I'm impressed with the way you've got the whole house looking, considering what you've been through.
Well, once we've got some carpets down, we still haven't got a delivery date.
You must be so pleased to be back.
Oh, yes, and relieved.
Of course.
We're very lucky with the help we've had. A few drinks and nibbles hardly seems inadequate, thank you.
Ah, no, Mrs. Snell.
Oh, hello, Joe.
Morning, Reverend.
Morning, Joe.
I'm after something from you.
And what's that?
A simple yes or no. Have you made your mind up yet?
Josh, throw the bread on the water, not straight to them.
It gives them tummy ache if the bread's not wet when they swallow it.
That's it. Good boy.
Your brother's feeding the ducks, Ben. One day you'll be helping them.
I don't think he's interested, are you?
Well, as long as he's in his mum's arms, the rest of the world can go by. You were saying about David.
Oh, the last couple of nights he's been exhausted.
Not even waking up for this one.
Too worn out. He's having to do all the morning milkings before he even gets down to a day's work.
It's a pity Neil couldn't help with those.
What's he after?
Have you come for the other bag of crumbs? There you are. Now, try and make sure they all get some.
Josh, say thank you to Grandma.
He's got ducks to feed. He can't be hanging around.
You're happy taking him with you to the Snells?
Of course.
If there's any chance of letting him see the gold.
Don't worry, I'll make sure he does.
It might stop him fussing about Jet. You know he took me a bowl of cornflakes this morning.
He never did.
And wanted to give him a blanket. Oh. I told him Jet's quite happy as he is in the barn. Careful, Josh!
He's missing Grandpa Solly, that's what it is.
You reckon?
Well, they've got all great. Your dad sounded lonely when he rang. Can't wait to come back next weekend.
It's a pity he had to go back for the week.
Oh, what's that?
I didn't expect to see her here.
Oh, is
the
that...
doctor's wife. You know, the one... Oh. Hi.
Oh, hi. How are you?
Fine. And you?
Okay, thanks.
Listen, I don't know if Elizabeth... Oh, this is Ben.
Our new little bundle of trouble.
Look at his hair. Oh, he's gorgeous. When he's asleep like this, maybe. Did Elizabeth say anything to you? I wasn't too good on Friday.
No, she didn't.
All right, love?
Oh, yeah, I'm okay now, thanks. I just had a dodgy stomach, that's all.
There's really no need for me to come out here, Joe.
Look across to the paddock, Mrs. Stark, and imagine, next to them two goats...
Demetra and Persephone.
A fine, glossy Jersey cow. Baby Spice.
Yes, all right.
She'll be company for Peter and Percy.
You're pushing at an open door, Joe.
Eh? Am I?
I have been thinking it over, and yes, I can see the benefits of her going into our paddock.
You're saying yes?
Yes.
Oh, well then.
It'll be a pleasure, looking across to our little patch of land and seeing Baby Spice and the goats gently grazing together.
That's very civil of you.
Of course, it would be more of a pleasure if Eddie's grubby old tractor wasn't spoiling
it. As soon as I can arrange it with Brookfield, we'll bring her over.
Well, go ahead. It's all in your hands. Now, my guests will be wondering about... Oh, hello.
Have you room for a couple of late arrivals?
Of course we have. Jill said you might drop in.
Morning, miss.
Hello.
And you've come to see us too, Josh.
Yeah. I'm afraid that's what he's really come for.
Oh, to see the goats? Yes, well, of course, much more interesting than silly old grown-ups, aren't they?
He was hoping you'd allow him to go over.
Of course you can, Josh. In fact, would you like me to take you over myself?
Oh, isn't that nice, Josh? Oh, he's gone all shy.
There's one explanation.
Joe, you don't mind showing Heather in.
Oh, well, happy to oblige.
Yeah, all right. We'll only be a few minutes. Come on, Josh. Hold my hand. That's it.
That's kind of
a... Yeah, now, who's Stephen Archer fixed today?
Fixed for what?
I've some livestock matters to discuss with him.
Oh, I know he's busy all afternoon.
Pity.
I've seen Robert, but I can't see Linda anywhere.
You want me to say goodbye for you?
Do you mind?
Of course not.
It seems terribly rude leaving so early.
She'll understand.
I hope so. I promised to see a parishioner in Darrington. He lost his wife a month ago.
Oh, dear.
They'd been married over 50 years.
A poor chap.
Then I'm due to take communion into the Laurels.
I thought you had a service in Edgeley to get to.
Not till 4 o'clock.
That's a pretty full day.
Do tell Linda I'd have loved to stay otherwise.
I'm not creating problems for you on Tuesday, am I? The lift of St. Thomas More?
No, not at all.
Phil didn't realise when he booked my car in.
Don't worry about it.
I can ask someone else. Chris and George said they're probably going.
I'm happy to give you a lift.
Are you sure?
I'm pleased you're going. We want a good turnout from St. Stephen's.
Timing. Hello.
Ryan?
Oh, hello.
Okay, good, you're there.
Look, this isn't a very good moment, Siobhan.
Is someone with you?
No, I'm testing the spray. That's all the racket is.
I need to talk to you.
Yep, the thing is, I'm measuring the spray rate and I've had to set everything up. Can I call you back?
No, you can't.
10 minutes, that's all.
No, this can't wait.
Oh, I'll have to switch everything off then.
I can live with that.
It'll take a moment because I have to get into the cab.
Don't worry, I'm not going anywhere.
So, how are you?
Okay, I suppose.
I was going to call you, but I thought you wanted some time to settle in.
Very thoughtful of you.
What's the new place like?
Do you really want to know?
Yes, of course. Hold on. This won't take a second.
Brian?
Oh, that's better. Couldn't hear myself think.
Sorry if it's not convenient, but this needs dealing with now.
Oh, that's okay.
As a matter of fact, I was in Ambridge earlier.
Uh-huh.
Picking up some stuff I'd forgotten from the cottage. Tim let me know he'd be out.
Oh, right.
I did wonder about calling around then.
Here?
I thought about it.
Not a good idea, Siobhan, you know that.
The point is, I must see you.
Well, yes. When you're more settled in, we should meet up.
I don't mean sometime never, Brian. I mean now.
Well, I'm sorry, today's out of the question, because Jenny and I are going out in a little while.
So when?
Well, you see, the awkward thing is I'm back off to Hungary next week. The next few days are going to be hectic.
Look, are you going to come to see me, or do I have to come to Ambridge?
Well, what's so urgent, Siobhan?
I'm not talking about it over the phone.
Well, what's the matter? Is it Tim?
When can you see me?
Siobhan, what's this about?
Look, we've got to do this the right way, Brian. We have to see each other. So?
Yes, of course. Tomorrow night.
Tomorrow?
Well, that's the earliest I can manage.
Brian!
I'll see you then. Bye. Hello, darling.
You haven't forgotten we're going to Mum and Jack's, have you?
No, you said earlier.
Ideally, we ought to get off now.
Oh, right. Well, I'll come down.
Is that all right?
Yes. Yeah. I'll finish this later. Or Debbie can, or one of us. I don't know.
You don't mind going?
No, of course not.
Promise Mum I'd take her some hellebores. We've had so many self-seed.
No, we'll go straight off.
Are you all right?
Yes.
Something the matter?
No.
Well, you look very pale.
Oh, no, it's nothing.
What?
I just had a call about Hungary.
Well, the trip's still on.
Oh, yes, it's nothing important.
Well, it must be quite important. You look absolutely fed up.
Well, you know how it is. Nothing ever goes as smoothly as you'd like.
Well, what's happened?
One or two people started bellyaching about our organic status.
Oh, no.
Different standards in different countries, that kind of thing.
Oh, how irritating.
Anyway, let's get off.
Brian?
Hmm?
Is it really worth it, putting yourself through all this?
What do you mean?
Well, you don't have to invest there, do you, darling? Let somebody else take the risk.
Oh, this'll blow over.
Well, don't get too involved if it's only going to cause you stress.
That's very thoughtful of you, darling.
Well, I mean it.
I know, and it's much appreciated.
I don't like seeing you so unhappy.
Jimmy, there's no need to worry. I do know what I'm doing.
Oliver's in a reflective mood.
Go on, just a taste.
Oh, I'm not that keen on veal.
You'll like this. Go on.
Oh, all right.
Mmm, clams are excellent.
Mmm. Yeah, that is good.
Mmm, I told you.
Oh, I'm impressed with the service.
Yeah, very attentive, that waitress.
Isn't she?
Now, boys, calm down.
What have you got, Oliver?
Fagotto alla veneziana.
Oh.
Liver and onions. He likes good homely food.
Well, this place is a good choice.
So, how did it compare, Alistair?
What?
The concert. Alistair's got a very wide range of tastes in music.
Nothing wrong with that.
Shula says you've taken a liking to Ed's band.
Oh, I see. Dross. Well, I think they've got some talent.
Well, I can't say I miss them rehearsing in my place all that much.
Is it me? Or is it very bright in here?
Well, at least we can see what we're eating.
I think it's a touch too bright as well.
Mm. Who cares when the food's so good?
I'm not a great fan of having mirrors everywhere.
I suppose it gives the illusion of extra space.
Anyone for more wine?
Oh, please.
Sure, I didn't catch what you said about your little boy earlier.
Oh, is the physio going well?
I don't want to tempt fate, but...
He's been moving more easily the last day or two.
Oh, good.
It must be so frustrating for him. When I was seven, I spent all my time racing round as Robin Hood or Stirling Moss.
Still does, but there's no one looking.
Right. And, of course, he knows Pip's going in for the fun run, which doesn't help.
Well, no, he's not been bad about that.
Oh, all the same.
Well, he'll probably come to watch on Monday.
No, it should be good fun all round.
Have you got everything organised now?
Pretty much. Borchester Harriers are providing the expertise, all the stewards and so on.
I was meant to be organising the refreshment post in here. I forgot all about it.
Well, aren't the WI doing that?
Yes, but I should have checked they've got money for the squash and the cups, you know, that sort of thing.
He's been too busy getting ready to go back to Hungary.
Oh, you're off with Brian again.
Oh, next week.
So, I guess must be left organising the fun run.
I'm afraid I've rather left Caroline to it.
And I've left it to the Harriers. I've made a couple of phone calls, that's all.
No, just chasing up some signs and the PA system.
I won't need to eat for a week.
What he actually means is he'll have a 5-minute break, then he'll be looking ravenously at the pudding menu.
That's loyalty.
Well, I'm going to have a pudding. Oh, that was delicious.
Well, if everyone else is, I'll have one too.
Oliver?
It's rather off-putting seeing your reflection all over the place.
Wouldn't matter if the lighting was softer. Are you game for a pudding?
No, definitely.
Have you still got a menu?
Oh, hold on. There are a couple over here.
Oh, I take it you're having something.
There is always room for a pudding.
You sure you won't regret it when you have your practice run tomorrow?
I don't care if I do. Caroline?
Oh, thanks.
We'll share this one.
Okay.
Got many sponsors, yeah?
Oh, I'm not doing too badly.
Do I want some bayonet?
Well, try and get as much cash as you can. I'm not sure how well we're going to do.
I thought loads of people had entered.
We know there are plenty of children doing the short course.
We're not so sure about the adults. We could do with some more, really.
No, I'm going to be good. Fruit salad.
Oh, fruit salad's not very exciting.
Ah, you're not tempted by the tiramisu?
Is that what you're having?
Might be.
Oh, go on, then.
That's more like it.
No, Oliver's right. We need more runners if we're going to raise anything significant for the village hall.
Well, I've been encouraging everyone I know to take part.
Yeah, he has as well.
I even tried persuading Theo.
Theo?
His practice partner.
You wanted Theo to take part in the fun?
Well, I suggested the idea to him.
What's he supposed to do, roll round the court?
Caroline.
Well, you've got to admit.
Oh, Theo will be the first to agree he's well built.
Spherically.
He's a big fan of tiramisu as well, isn't he?
You're not going to put me off my pudding, whatever.
No, I don't mean to. I'm going to have some myself.
Have you asked Tim?
Tim? Well...
I wouldn't have thought this was the best time.
Oh, why not? He's better off getting out of the house than sitting and brooding all the time.
Maybe.
There's no harm in asking.
Do you want to change seats, Oliver?
Hmm?
You look very uncomfortable craning your neck like that.
Oh, no. Oh, fine. Yeah. Let's get the waitress over.
I thought I knew where it was, but of course someone's taken the street map out of the car.
Oh, I was expecting you ages ago.
Don't start, Siobhan. I've had a lot on.
Well, where are you?
I've had to get out of the car to look. Right. This is Marlborough Avenue.
You're not far away at all. There's a mini roundabout halfway down.
Oh, I know it well.
And come off there to your right.
Okay.
And go across Churchill Avenue, then turn first left. The house about 200 yards on the right. Remember, I'm on the third floor.
Okay, I got it. But Siobhan...
Yes.
I'm awfully sorry, but Jenny's expecting me back at a reasonable time. I may not be able to stay very long.
Don't worry, Brian. You'll find it's been worthwhile making the journey.
Good night out, Dad. Excellent food. And I really enjoyed the concert.
Oh, good.
Especially the Finzi. Wasn't sure about the modern piece. Seemed to be the same thing over and over again.
Very enjoyable.
And the girls seemed to have a good time. Right, let's get our coats. Oliver?
Eh?
You have enjoyed this evening.
I could have done without all the mirrors.
Well, it didn't bother me.
Well, you've nothing to be bothered about.
What are you talking about?
I've no idea I got so thin on top.
Oh.
Everywhere I look round our table, there seemed to be a reflection of the back of my head.
You don't want to worry about that.
You can be straight with me, Alistair. It is pretty sparse back there, isn't it?
Well, that's a bit of a ball patch, yeah.
Ball patch? You go that far?
Well... You've still got plenty all round here.
Yeah, but there's a definite ball patch, huh?
Compared to Theo, you've got nothing to worry about.
Well, that's no consolation.
No, really, he's lost much more. Got a full head of hair next to him.
Maybe that's what I should do in future. Only be seen with men more follically challenged than myself.
It's hardly noticeable.
And Theo doesn't mind?
Oh, he does. But he can be very creative with a comb and some hairspray.
I wonder what's keeping them. Oh, don't put me to shame, Caroline.
What?
Smartening yourself up now. We're only going home.
Shula, will you give me an honest answer?
What about?
My hair. The shed's too young, isn't it?
What?
It'd be fine for someone in their 30s, but on me...
There's nothing wrong with it.
Well, don't be polite.
I'm not.
All the way through the meal, it was obvious. You could see in those lights. I'm using the wrong shade.
No.
Come on. I need something more subtle, don't I?
No.
More in tune with my skin tone.
I suppose it wouldn't hurt to try something else.
Oh, you should have said before.
No, I'm not saying you need to. Just you could if you wanted.
Let's face it, Shula, my skin is maturing.
Oh, so is everyone else's.
Then my hair should reflect that.
Mine does. Have you noticed how much grey I've got at my temples?
Oh, that suits you. Oh, I haven't got my hair right.
Caroline.
It's obvious
you're
in these
worrying
nights.
About nothing.
I'm not worrying.
You look fine just as you are.
Really?
Yes. Yes.
Good.
Honestly.
Fine. What if I just toned it down a bit?
Come through.
Oh, this is nice.
It's all right.
Ah, it's more spacious than it looks on outside.
Do you want to sit down, Brian?
Yes, thanks. Ah, it's very comfortable.
It'll do for the time being.
You've done well.
What do you have to drink?
No, I'm all right, thanks.
I've got a single malt in.
I better not if I'm driving.
Sure?
Yep.
In that case, I'll come straight to the point. I'm pregnant.
What?
I'm pregnant.
Are you sure?
Brian.
Sorry, stupid question. Of course you're sure. You are, aren't you?
Yes. I tested myself twice, if you must know.
Right.
And, it's your child.
Mine?
Yes.
Oh. There's no question?
No.
See? I mean, obviously you'd know, I mean... You are certain.
There's no way that this is Tim's. It couldn't be his.
Right.
Having second thoughts about a drink?
Yes, please. Yes, just a small one.
Yeah, I thought I'd better get something in for you.
When did you... I mean, how long have you known?
I tested myself yesterday. I didn't think it was possible. Then the little stick went blue and that was that.
Oh, Lord.
Yeah, pretty much what I thought. Here.
Oh, thanks.
It was quite a moment.
Yes. Who else? I mean, have you told anyone?
I thought you should be the first.
Oh, yes, of course. Well, thanks.
Do you mind if I sit next to you?
No. So no one else knows?
No. I couldn't tell you over the phone.
No. Heavens knows what Jenny would have made of it. She picked up something was wrong after your call.
Has she any idea? I mean, about us?
No, no.
Oh, Brian. Some news, isn't it?
Oh, it is rather. I'm sorry, I've not even asked. How are you? How are you coping?
Well, you know.
And are you all right?
Apart from the usual, you know, being sick.
You poor girl, how awful. With all the moving in.
I've managed.
You're a tougher customer than I am.
I know how big a shock this is.
It is rather. I mean, I thought... I mean, you know... I didn't think we were taking chances.
These things happen.
Yes, of course.
It's all right, Brian. It's a hell of a lot to take in.
Oh, just trying to get my head round it.
I couldn't believe it myself. But that's life, you know? You think you've got everything sorted.
Yes.
Then suddenly all the pieces get thrown in the air.
I'll see.
All you can do is watch where they land. Try and make sense of them. On Friday, everything was normal. Now it's all changed.
And how?
Still. And that's how it is. You know, you wouldn't be breaking the law.
Hmm?
Holding me for a moment.
What are you going to do?
What am I going to do?
Yes.
It's all down to me.
No, you know what I mean.
I don't think I do.
Oh, come on, Siobhan.
Or what?
Women have a choice.
Oh, I see.
And this early on, it's easier. I mean, have you thought about
it? No.
Well, no, I'm not suggesting you do anything. I mean, all I'm saying is,
I've got a choice.
Yes.
I've already made it, Brian.
Have you?
You might remember, I've lost one baby already.
Yes, I know.
So more than anything, I want to keep this one.
Is Bert in the mood to grant favours?
You're well on in here.
Well, I'm almost done now.
Yeah. Meant to get in earlier. Give you a hand.
No need.
Is it just 62 left?
Yes.
Well, I'll see to it then.
Well, you can if you like.
Yeah, well, girl, let's get you cleaned off.
Oh, there's one in the yard got a graze. 38, the little dark one.
Uh-huh. Will you show me when we take them up?
Yeah, it's nothing bad, but you'll want to take a look.
Right. How are you fixed tomorrow afternoon, Bert?
Well, I'm not here, am I?
Yeah, I know it's your afternoon off.
Well, if the weather holds, I'll get moist pudgy.
There's no chance of doing the milking for us, is there?
Oh, like I say, I'm going to be busy.
See, I've arranged to go to Home Farm, then.
They're all nicely settled.
It was only later I remembered you'd be off.
Well, it's down in the book.
Yeah, no, I know. It's my mistake. It's just... I've got this Hassett Hills meeting. All the producers. There's no way you could pop in this,
eh? To do the milking? That's the best part of the afternoon, Gun.
Well, yeah.
We'll be looking forward to tomorrow.
I've really got to go. I'm letting Debbie down about the promotional visits as it is.
Oh, yes.
Well, there's a couple of restaurants I said I'd go to, you know, push the product. Only I've had to cry off, we're so busy here.
Well, I've tried to be as accommodating as I can, David.
No, 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 you're right. It's not fair to ask.
Oh, I'm not trying to be awkward.
No, it's okay. I'll see if Dad can manage.
Eh?
He might be free.
You can't ask the boss.
Well, I've got to get something organised.
Well, he's doing enough, keeping an eye on the elephants.
Yeah, and he's been helping with the lambs, too.
He shouldn't be doing so much at his age.
No. Well, I mean, you know, I don't want Ruth panicking and deciding to do it. I'll give him a ring later.
All right. I'll come in.
Oh, no.
No, I've said it now. I'll do it.
Do you mind? I feel awful asking.
No, as long as I can get home a bit early tonight, that's all.
Yeah, of course. As soon as we've walked
then
the cows back.
Then I can make a start on the spuds anyway.
Ah, no, you not.
Much appreciated, Bert. Afternoon, Joe. What can I do for you?
Baby's bush.
Oh, yeah, Heather said something. You're ready for her to go back?
We found her home in Mrs. Snell's paddock.
She's a lovely animal, that one.
It would Friday suit you for us picking her up.
Friday?
William's got a day off, so we can help.
Phew. Well, it'll take me till then to sort out the passport and all the rest of the paperwork.
We'll be sorry to see you go. Well, some of these are finishing.
Well, don't you worry about it creating work, David Archer. Me and William will see to it all.
Oh, well, then, if you come about this sort of time, we'll separate her out before the rest go back.
Those Grundys will do the old job. You won't know we're here.
That'll be a first.
We're bringing Eddie's tractor.
Fine. Friday it is, then.
Oh, there's just one thing.
Yeah?
You know that nice little hammer box of yours? Any chance of a loan?
I'm so sorry, Jill.
It's all right. We're not late.
We are.
Oh, well, only a minute or two.
So stupid of me. I told Father Golding I'd be in good time.
Come on, then.
If I'd noticed how low I was on petrol, we wouldn't have had to stop at the garage.
It's easily done.
I should have realised.
You probably haven't started yet.
I've been running around between parishes so much I lost track.
Janet.
Let's go in.
Yes. But catch your breath first, and may I just straighten one strand of your hair?
Meet up with you after.
Yes.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven.
And a very fine little chap he is, too.
We think we're going to keep him. Aren't you, Ben?
Hmm? Funny the way babbies look, though, isn't it?
What's wrong with him?
Oh, no, no, nothing. I've only seen they're all the same babbies.
Are they?
Sort of comical looking.
That's not how I'd describe them.
They're all sort of squashed, to start off with. You should have seen Eddie at a couple of weeks old.
There's a thought.
Go on! Go on!
And as for Elf, oh, he was plug ugly when he arrived. No two ways about it. Well, I ain't saying your little boy is. He's nowhere near as quaint looking as Elf. And they grows out of it any role.
Oh, thanks very much.
Go on! Are you still here, Joe?
Well, I couldn't go without seeing a new arrival.
He was being complimentary about Ben.
Oh, a lovely little lad. Want me to see to the gate?
Yeah, you can do, but let Bert get the stragglers up first.
It's best to keep them together when you go this way.
Yeah, you just give me the word, then.
How's he been?
Very good. Unlike Josh.
Oh, what's he been up to?
Well, you know your mum was picking him up from nursery?
Yeah.
Well, one minute she was chatting happily to him as they came in the yard, and next thing he disappeared.
What?
It's only guessing where I found him.
Oh, okay, follow me.
No idea.
Sitting with Jet behind the machinery shed.
Oh.
Telling him all about his day.
Honestly, that boy is getting dafter.
Who's this, Josh?
Yeah.
He's got a thing about Jet all of a sudden.
Oh. Are you ready to let him through?
Yeah, almost. Hold on. Love, you couldn't come and close the gate, could you?
Of course.
Oh, there's no need for her to do that.
Well, that way you can get off. Bert's doing tomorrow afternoon's milking for us.
Well, that's good of you.
Oh, I couldn't leave you in the lurch.
Well, so off you go now, then.
You sure?
It's the least we can do.
Well, I'll just see him out of here first, then I'll get going.
Okay. All right, Joe.
Good, Joe.
Good eyes, shift yourself.
See you tomorrow, Lindbergh.
Yeah, boy, now.
You can have the box ready when me and William calls round.
Yes, I will do.
You needn't hang around, Joe. I'll close up after him.
Well, I ain't no rush. I do what I come to do.
You'll be pleased to be getting baby's voice back.
William will be. For all he says, we can do what we like with her.
I remember how disappointed he was bringing her over in the first place.
He was, right enough.
They're funny about animals, aren't they, youngsters?
Some of them can be.
Josh has got a bee in his bonnet big chat.
They're all sheepdogs.
Yeah, that's it. And I've an idea why. Only I don't like to say anything to David and Ruth till I'm sure.
Well, it's not going now. It's in such a state.
No. Kitchen's fine.
Not much better, I'm afraid. Still, if I shift these things, then... Well, at least you can sit down.
Thanks. Good pizza, was it?
I don't know. I've hardly noticed what I've been eating the past few days.
Plenty of takeaways.
Yeah, well, I meant to clear up yesterday, but... sorry about the mess.
No, don't worry. I'm not the tidy police.
Coffee?
Oh, if you're having one.
Yeah, I thought I would before going back to work. No milk. It's black, all right?
Sure.
I'll have to call in the shop before surgery.
No, black's fine. Problem?
No, it'll have to be instant. Siobhan took all the proper coffee. She loves the stuff.
Actually, I'm not worried about a drink.
No? You sure?
Yeah, but you go ahead.
No, I don't know. I'll bother after all.
I only called in to see how you're doing.
Oh, well, as you can see, great. On top form.
Hey, you're still getting to work. You haven't burned the house down by mistake.
Yet.
So you are doing well, believe me, I know.
It's not the easiest of times, I admit.
Oh, I bet it's not.
Still, the world's not going to stop for my troubles, so what do you do?
I did wonder if, look, you don't fancy the fun run, do you?
Fun run?
On Monday?
You are joking.
No. Doesn't sound such a good idea out loud, does it?
No, not really. What made you think I'd be interested?
Oh, Shula. Well, we thought you might enjoy it.
Well, it's nice of you to take the trouble, but, at the moment...
Of course.
Maybe some other time. When I haven't got so many distractions.
Yeah, silly idea.
No. It was, but...
Yeah, of course.
Anyway, how are you two? Is Daniel okay?
He's having a better week.
Oh, good.
You see, what it is, Shula's thinking, and mine, it's better to... Okay, a fun run isn't ideal, but you'd be out with other people.
That's not top of my agenda right now, Alistair.
No.
I see more than enough in the surgery, thank you very much.
Yeah, sure.
And when I finish there, I just like coming home and closing the door.
Yeah, it was just a suggestion.
Oh, I'm not very good company, that's all.
Oh, that's okay. It was the same when Annie and I broke up. My ex, didn't want to go out at all.
No.
I felt much safer staying indoors, licking my wounds.
Then you'll appreciate why the...
Yeah, sure. I'll get going.
Oh, right. Well, thanks for... You know, anyway. Thanks for calling around.
Yeah, no problem. I'll see myself out.
Like I say, some other time, maybe.
Yeah, sure. One thing I remember about me and Annie splitting up.
Yeah, what's that?
You can only sit staring around an empty room for so long. So if you change your mind, Tim...
Haven't been too long.
No.
I told Dominic, Father Golding, I was giving someone a lift, but once he starts talking...
Don't worry.
And he's so friendly.
I've been quite happy here. Had the chance to look at these more closely.
I've always liked their Stations of the Cross.
They're good, aren't they?
Very simply painted.
That's what makes them effective. I was thinking that as we went through the service.
You didn't find it too sombre?
No, not at all.
Dominic was wondering what our parishioners made of it all.
Chris and George seem to like it.
Oh, good.
I don't know about anyone else.
And I think these were painted in the 30s.
Have you seen... Oh. Isn't it well done?
can feel the weight of the cross, can't you?
And what I like about this one... Which is it? I had an order of service.
Oh, here.
Oh, thanks. Now, this is the 8th station.
The women of Jerusalem mourning for Jesus.
Look at the woman on the side.
Oh, yes.
Her eyes.
She's suffering with him.
That's the only sense I can see in pain. If it brings out something good in other people.
Doesn't always happen, though.
No.
Sometimes you know someone's in pain. But it's impossible. You simply can't reach out and give the help you want to.
Eddie's ferrets are going down the drain.
He's got it.
Yeah.
What's it like?
Oh, it's good.
Yeah?
Yeah, same as last time, he says.
Oh, great.
Well, only, you know, jazz, if he's left on his own.
He'll smoke a lot.
Yeah, too right.
He'll be out of his box for a month.
And that's what he said, so he's bringing it over.
When?
Well, this afternoon.
Today?
Yeah, it's all right, isn't it?
Oh, I've got to see a tutor, but... I could get that for about two?
Yeah, that's all right. Well, jazz isn't coming over till... I don't know, we're always later than that, though.
So, where are we sparking up?
Stables, I suppose.
No.
People say we're heirs here.
No, Ed.
Why not?
You know what Alistair said.
He won't know. He's at work.
Well, the stable girls will see us, or his wife.
So?
No, look, we're not smoking there. We'll lose it. It's a great rehearsal space.
All right. Where?
Around yours?
No way.
Oh, we'll smoke out the back. We won't stink the place out.
Dad's here all day. I'm going to be helping him get ready for ferret racing.
What?
The ferret racing. Look, it don't matter. You can't come round here.
Well, the chest doesn't have to come to us. We'll go to Medivice.
He can't. His mum's new bloke.
Yeah.
He's always hanging around, Chaz. Says he's really creepy.
Well, I don't know, then. Well, how about...
Where?
No, well, you think of something.
Well, there's always the shepherds, I suppose.
What?
On the estate, you know, the battered old hut near the chalk pit.
No.
You do. Where Greg Turner stores netting, no one else ever goes up there.
I don't know it, Ed.
That'll be all right.
Are you sure?
Yeah. Yeah, you come round here first and we'll go up together.
Well, what about Jazzer?
Well, I'll tell him. We'll meet him there.
I thought you were getting them out.
Oh, I've got to go. I'll see you later.
Why haven't you got the ferrets out?
Do I have to do this?
We're men with a mission, Edward.
Are we?
We're at the cutting edge of a new sport.
Yeah, yeah.
And that brings responsibilities.
Responsibility? We're sending a few ferrets along different coloured drain pipes.
Yeah, to find which ones are the fastest.
Yeah, I know, but...
Look, we've got to check out their form if we're going to make serious money out of them.
Yeah, there's no way this is going to make any dust.
If we choose the best racers, the punters will lap it up.
Yeah, of course they will.
I mean it. But we've got to be spot on timing them. Only the fastest four get selected for Pennyasset Spring Fair.
Well, that'll be Mrs. Noah, then.
Look, think of this as a qualifying round, like, for the Olympics.
Let me save this first.
OK.
I'm sure you're wrong. I checked and cleaned all the nozzles.
No, the nozzles are fine.
Well, then?
It was the screen.
Oh.
I wasn't getting much at all at the left end of the boom.
Oh, sorry.
When I checked, the pressure line filter was blocked.
Because I'd missed the screen.
Well, I'd have looked before I started, but you said you were giving the whole sprayer once over.
All right, Debbie, I'll see you check.
Well, no need, I've done it. I'm only saying so you'll remember to check another time.
Sorry, I should have... Well, I'll leave it to you in future.
But anyway, I didn't come in for a moment. I've been thinking about the willow crop.
Coffee for both of you. I saw you come over, Debbie.
Oh, thanks, Mum.
Oh, let me...
Oh, no, plenty of room. I just had Jill on the phone.
Oh, yes.
You know, I wish I'd gone yesterday.
Where?
Service at St. Thomas More. Mm. Apparently it was lovely. Janet was quite moved by it.
Janet?
Oh, the poor woman sounds in a bit of a state.
Really? Why is that?
Well, Holy Week, I suppose. She's running around everywhere. She's got an awful lot to do.
There's nothing else wrong with her.
No? Oh, though she almost ran out of petrol taking Jill to church.
She's not the most practical person, is she?
Vicar, busy at Easter, hardly front page news.
I was only making conversation, Brian.
I'm sorry, but Debbie and I are busy sorting out the sprayer.
Well, don't worry. I'll leave you to it. Dad?
No, you want me to clean the screen?
No, I've done it. We were going to talk about the biomass crop, remember? The willow?
Make sure the pen's secure this time.
Yeah, it is.
Almost lost Noah then. Out the drain pipe and straight off next door if I hadn't died for him.
Yeah, but it's safe now.
Okay. Ferret number 3. Got your watch ready?
Yeah.
Going into the green pipe with the green collar. Housewife's favourite, Leanne. Start timing. Off she goes.
Yeah, she's not going to be faster than Ollie.
Going well. Hey, look, she's got to the door already. That was faster than he did. Leanne?
Nice one.
Don't stop, you stupid animal. Keep going.
Well, it's because she can see the daylight. She wants to come out.
You can't. Oh, keep going. Go on.
I told you it was stupid joining the pipes with chicken wire.
Well, so the punters can see how their ferret's getting on. Well, get moving, will you?
Oh, anyone back in here is going to be well impressed. Oh,
flipping heck.
I'll get a great view of her standing still.
Cool. That's it. She's off again. First time nerves, that's all. We'll give her another go in a minute.
Where is she?
Hey?
She's not come to the end.
She must have.
No. Oh, there's no sign of her.
What's happened? She can't just have disappeared.
Yeah, now that would make money.
A shift on, Leanne.
Disappearing ferrets. I'd be more interested than watching them run around.
Oh, no, you stupid beggar. She's backing up.
Oh, where you go, Leanne?
She's right back at the join. And her collar's come off.
Oh, a mummy, please. She spent ages on those.
Oh, she'll have to find another way to fix them.
Look at her.
Oh, great. You have a nice little lie down, why not?
Oh, I'm sorry, Leanne, but you're not going to be going to the Olympics after all.
Can I...
Go ahead.
OK. This is it. These figures go right back to when you first thought about growing willow as a crop, yeah?
Uh-huh.
Now, these were the projections, the kind of returns we expected.
Well, obviously they were speculative.
All the same.
So what are you driving at?
They were far too optimistic.
But it was the coming thing, then.
Yeah, I know. Every local authority was supposed to be looking for cheap, environmentally friendly energy.
Yeah, precisely.
I mean, I can see the logic of getting into it at that time, but if we compare what we were expecting to make with the returns we've actually had...
Yeah, well, it's not very exciting, I agree.
Oh, it's downright disappointing, Dad.
That's better.
I mean, OK, it was always going to be a long-term investment.
Let this keep.
Oh, come on, Dad, it won't take a minute.
Oh, go on, then.
It made sense to wait 5 years for the first harvest, if there was going to be a demand locally.
Yeah, well, there was some talk of the council installing a burner.
Yeah, it's a pity it never got beyond talk, because, as it is, the haulage costs of sending the crop up north have eaten right into the profits. You can see that, can't you?
I don't know. You could argue it's a good cover crop for Greg's birds.
It's an expensive way to provide cover, tying up so much land.
It's not doing us any harm, not on set aside.
Yeah, but if we grubbed it up and sowed industrial rape instead, we'd actually make something on it. Well?
I'm not sure.
Why not?
I'm not certain it's the right time to make changes.
Well, I can't think of a better one if we can increase our profits.
Look, would you mind if we left it for the moment?
Why?
Because I've one or two other more pressing things to think about.
Dad, this...
We'll come back to it.
When?
Soon. Sometime soon.
It's so manky in here.
Yeah, well, I'd rather be at the stable, but you said no.
You sure Chazza knows how to get here?
Yeah.
Better.
Come on, sit down.
Like, where?
I don't know. On the netting.
God, what a dump.
Dying for a smoke. Yeah. Hope he hasn't finished it all.
He better not have. Have you got any skins?
Ciggies, ciggy papers, matches. Yeah, I've got the lot.
Except Jazza and the weed.
Here, shall I get a fire going?
What?
Well, the stove works. I've used it before.
I don't want a fire.
It's cold in here and the stack's a log.
I told you, you'll see the smoke for miles.
No. Just a couple of logs, that's all.
Oh, so good. Right across the floor.
Oh, so?
Oh, it had way too many legs. Oh, leave the wood alone, Ed. Sit down.
I didn't know you were bothered by creepy crawlies.
I'm not. Except in somewhere manky like this. Hey, you fancy yourself a car expert, don't you?
Well, no bit.
Don't just mean out Nickham.
Oh, don't do that now.
I know. So, what do you think of caddies?
Cadillacs?
Yeah.
Yeah, all right. Mind driving one, will I?
That's what Mum and Sid are going to have. A big pink caddy.
They're buying one?
No, for the wedding, stupid.
That sounds all right.
It's pretty gross, if you ask me. It's because the whole wedding's got to be, like, country and western.
Oh, nice.
Isn't it? We're having a huge party at the Bull afterwards. Nothing but line dancing from what I can make out.
Oh, can I come, please?
Go instead of me.
You'll have a great time.
Everyone's meant to wear the right gear.
What, all cowboy stuff?
Oh, can you imagine? Oh, I don't want to be there.
I'll be pathetic.
Probably. Well, good luck to Mum, but country and western.
Yeah!
Stop it, just send the notes flying.
Yeah! Well, is that all your mum's idea, or has Sid got any say?
It's worse than her. He's told her whatever she wants, go for it.
Sucker.
Typical man.
Well, Sid Perks? No way.
No, he is, right. That's men all over.
No, he's not. I'm not like him.
Oh, he will be one day. Once a bloke falls for a woman, she can twist him round her little finger.
Not true.
It is. Round our little finger, said Grundy.
Yeah, in your dreams.
No, I'm right. Take your mate, Oliver Sterling.
No one pushes him around.
No.
No.
Then how come Caroline Pemberton's got him running after her?
He doesn't run after her.
She's got him doing her shopping, getting all her cosmetics.
Hey.
But I was buying him in Boots yesterday. Guess what was sticking out of his basket?
Dunno.
It's a big tin of hairspray, that's what.
Hairspray?
See, it happens to all of you. Debbie? They've started arriving.
For the meeting?
Yes. David's here and Bill Oldfield.
Well, can you tell them I'll be through in a minute?
Yes, yes, of course.
Once I've changed out of my overalls.
Make sure Bill's all right.
Why shouldn't he be?
Your father rather put his foot in it.
How?
Well, he happened to answer the door and started calling Bill Nick.
He didn't.
It's twice before I corrected him.
He's known Bill for ages.
I didn't mean anything by it. It was an honest mistake.
What's up with him at the moment?
Oh, it's one of those things, that's
all. No, he's like it all the time. He was really off with you this morning.
Oh, that was nothing.
Well, I can't get a decision out of him about the willow crop for love nor money.
I know, it's frustrating.
Yeah, well, he needs to get his mind on what he's doing.
Don't be too hard on him, darling.
I'm not, it's the truth.
I promise not to say anything, but perhaps something's not quite right at the moment.
In what way?
Oh, he hasn't said much to me, but he's sleeping very badly. He's not eating properly.
Well, what's the matter?
I'm not absolutely certain, but between you and me, I think it's hungry.
Oh?
He has dropped the odd hint. I have a feeling he's bitten off more than he can chew over there.
We find out who's getting ready for the fun run.
How far do you think we've done?
Mile and a half. Two at most.
Oh, it's got to be more than that.
Oh, I doubt it.
Oh, it feels like more.
You'll get the benefit on Monday. Fun run won't seem so bad.
Oh, this has nothing to do with fun, it's agony.
Caesar and Caesar!
Very amusing.
Any chance of a breather?
You bet.
Oh, great.
Oh, as soon as we're at the top of the hill.
Alistair!
Come on, not far now. Oh.
Josh wants to help.
Do you know? Oh, that's handy.
Well, his little brother's getting a bath.
Are you going to help me feed the lambs?
No. Oh, Josh, you...
Yeah, we have to give him their special biscuits, don't we?
What if Josh threw some in the feeder?
That'd be a big help. Oh, you take some out.
Oh, Pip's in her element with Ben. She's real good at getting everything ready.
That's it, now. You throw them in there.
Towels, bubble bath, everything.
Well, she's a good girl.
Oh, well done.
Ah, see, they're hungry.
Me, Jill and Ruth, we're all happily gassing away. In she comes. Tells us off because it's past Ben's bath time.
We'll only have to
have two. Well, I'd better put in a few extra for them, hadn't I?
We'd lost track. Jill was talking about the housing. Such a pity, isn't it?
I know the bathing, yes, please.
She says if the development goes ahead, it'll change the whole feel of the village.
Well, I hope you have to hear from Cleve Cottage for their view.
Oh, take some of the pleasure out of moving there.
If he goes ahead. Now, what do you reckon? Is that enough, Josh? Ooh, he's off.
Oh, what's he after?
Oh, look. There's a butterfly.
Oh, yes.
Peacock, most probably.
Don't chase it, Josh. Just look.
Now, this might seem a funny question, Mrs. Pritchard.
Heather?
But has he been saying anything to you about Jet?
He has, as a matter of fact.
Ah.
Twice today he's asked if Jet's gone away.
Now, that's what he keeps asking me.
I don't know where he's got that idea from.
Well, we've been thinking it over. It's only very recent he started doing it, isn't it?
Do you think it's because of all the upheaval?
Ah, no, then.
With the best will in the world, a newborn's always causing chaos.
Well, perhaps there's more to it than that.
Is David around?
I don't rightly know, Debbie.
He went to buy some pipes an hour ago. He should be back soon.
Well, when you see him, can you tell him he's off the hook about Hassett Hills?
Off the hook? Well, you know what you mean.
The restaurants he can't go to. Someone else is doing them now.
Don't worry, we'll let him know.
Thanks, Bert.
Hmm. That sounds like good news.
It is. He told me he felt bad about letting her down.
So, why do you think Joss is so bothered about Jet then?
Because of Biff.
Biff?
That's it.
Why's Biff made a difference?
Well, I reckon Josh is worried case now we've got a new shed dog, we won't want the old one.
Oh.
So we'll get rid of him.
I get you.
Same way. Now there's a brand new baby in the house.
Poor little
He's expecting to get his matching orders.
Poor Josh. Oh, no wonder he's worried.
Oh, there you are. As advertised, a 2-minute breather.
You promised we'd stop at the top of the hill.
Well?
You should have said which hill.
Oh, that was only a little slope back there.
You smug so-and-so.
I'm every bit as puffed as you.
No, you're not.
I am. This is the furthest I've run so far.
He said we were going on your normal, easy route.
You'll thank me for this next week.
Oh, never mind next week. I'll be grateful if I can still manage evening surgery.
You and me both. Anyway, you shouldn't be struggling. What happened to your army training? Oh,
that was a long time ago.
Oh, what do we look like?
Not much, I expect.
Two old wrecks doubled over at the side of the road.
Yeah, we're not in great shape, are we?
Well, the running gear doesn't exactly help.
Oh, I told you I didn't have any.
Yeah, but I'm not sure which is worse. Your rugby shirt or my tracksuit problems.
Oh, listen. Thanks.
Oh, for inflicting this torture on you?
No, for asking me a second time.
Well, I hate running on my own.
Most people wouldn't have bothered. I gave it a pretty clear thumbs down, didn't I?
Come on, let's walk on. We've still got a way to go.
Oh, slave driver.
Best not cool down completely.
No, you were quite right.
Huh?
Staring at the walls soon loses its appeal.
Oh, it does, doesn't it?
I even made a bit of an effort last night.
Yeah?
Yeah, I had a clear-up.
Oh, that's good.
I managed to fill a couple of bin bags.
Good.
I don't know why I bothered, really.
Oh, it's got to be done.
Why? I can live in my own mess. There's no one else to think about now, is there?
Oh, you've got to keep on top of things.
You know, in the end, I only did it for one reason. If Siobhan calls in again, I don't want her thinking I can't cope.
You heard any more from her?
No, not a word this week.
Oh, well.
She seems to be keeping away from Ambridge.
Maybe that's for the best.
It's all so... No, I'm sorry I'm being a bore.
No! It's all I ever talked about, but anyway. For months afterwards.
Works good, though, as an escape.
Yeah, it is, isn't it?
I don't feel quite so bad when I'm busy.
No.
But even in the NHS, you can't work all the time.
The hard part's when you stop.
No, I go home, stay in. That's all I want to do.
Fiona was very good. My sister.
Oh, yeah?
After my breakup, she realised I was turning into a hermit.
Yeah, that sounds very tempting.
No, she wouldn't let me. Dragged me out and made me socialise.
Oh, I don't fancy that.
Well, she had quite a struggle, but eventually I went on a night out with some of her workmates. We got stuck with some bloke who spent all evening telling us how much money he had.
Oh, I hate that.
He had any number of cars, only got his clothes from New York or Milan.
Oh, what a pain.
It was also posy. Fee got the giggles. And me. We had to stop talking and bite our cheeks.
Oh, dear.
And then the idiot went, penny for your thoughts. I set Fee right off. Only a penny? Have you maxed out your gold card then? She came straight out with it.
Yeah, very clever.
I cracked up, could not stop laughing. Fee couldn't either. He was terribly insulted.
That serves him right.
I simply couldn't stop.
Yeah, that must have been very funny.
I'm not trying to make you laugh.
No, it's a good story.
The point was, I went home just as miserable as before, but at least I knew I could still laugh.
You know, the whole time we were running, Siobhan, what she's done, it's all I could think about.
I bet.
Same old questions keep coming round.
I hate that feeling.
Oh, why was I so blind? Why did I make sacrifices if she was going to do this anyway? I guess I'll just have to get used to it. Carrying on as normal while inside it's just a bomb site.
Good trick if you can pull it off.
Yeah. Well, talking of feeling dreadful, I'm about ready. Want to get running again?
We all love Jet just as much as before.
Of course we do.
And Jet's really pleased that Biff's here.
It means he gets a nice rest.
And they're going to be great mates, Joshy, okay?
It's like you and Ben. You're going to be great friends too.
I wish I'd had a little brother when I was growing up. I'd have loved someone to play with.
Yeah, so don't worry anymore, okay? When Jet and Biff found out that they were going to be living together...
They liked it.
Exactly.
It must be getting close to tea time. Perhaps your mummy's put that nice cake out.
Let's go and see. Do you want a piggyback?
Yes.
Come on then. Let's get your... Oh, bring it.
Oh, hold on tight to Bert.
Are you coming as well, David?
I'll be down in 5 minutes or so. I want a quick look at the trough.
Righto. What kind of cake do you reckon it's going to be? Caterpillar cake?
Oh, you go on as well, Heather.
It's all right. I'll give you a hand if you like.
Oh, it's very decent of you, but there's no need. It's a routine piece of plumbing.
Are you sure? Solly says I'm to keep a good eye on you and Ruth. Make sure you don't overdo things.
Ooh. Well, in that case, you can root through the toolbox with a hacksaw.
Righto.
While I decide how much of the feed pipe to cut out.
Bert's got a wise head on his shoulders, hasn't he?
Yeah, he's always been good with the kids.
This it?
Yeah, thanks.
I should have realised with Josh asking about Jet so much.
Well, Ruth and I should have been more on the ball. Perhaps we would have been if we ever got enough sleep to think straight.
Oh, well, no harm done.
No, fortunately. What? Oh, she can't be.
What's the matter?
What the hell does she think? Divvy! Oi! Divvy! Stop it! Divvy! Stop it!
What?
Stop it! Now! Stop!
Careful, you'll get a face full of herbicide.
Debbie!
Hiya. Did you get the message?
What message?
About Hassie Hills.
No.
Bill can call in on the bistro after all.
I couldn't care less about Hassie Hills.
Sorry?
What the hell do you think you're doing?
Well, it's obvious, isn't it? Getting rid of this trash.
This is set aside.
Yes, I know.
Well, what are you spraying it for, then?
David...
Bang goes our subsidy.
Take it easy,
we can't afford to throw money away.
I'm not. I'm putting this land down to rape.
You what?
Industrial rape. Perfectly acceptable on set-aside.
Oh.
Hence the sprayer.
Well, how come you never said?
Well, sorry, I meant to yesterday.
You didn't say anything?
No, I was going to before the meeting started.
Well?
Well, something came up. Yeah, I had to talk to Bill and then you dashed off afterwards.
What's wrong with phoning?
Sorry. Look, yes, I should have told you out of courtesy.
Courtesy?
Yes.
You don't think you should have talked it over with me anyway, not simply out of courtesy?
David, you've contracted the job to us.
Yes, but all the same.
Yes, I should have told you. I know. It slipped my mind. Look, I'm really sorry.
Yeah, well... Yeah, it's annoying, it's all. I mean, you know, I look up, I see what you're doing.
Yeah, I know. I'm sorry, okay?
Yeah, okay.
I would like to get it finished this evening, though. They're saying there could be some wind tomorrow.
Okay. Really, though, you know, we should have sat down and discussed what we had in
mind. Oh, come on.
You know, before you started.
For heaven's sake, you gave us the contract.
All the same, Debbie.
Well, what was the point of doing that?
We were happy for you to take it on. All I'm trying to get across...
Is this how it's going to be, David? Every time I make a decision, you question my competence.
Linda!
Oh,
Oh, I'm sorry, Caroline.
It's customary to knock.
Well, Roy didn't think you were in your office yet.
Well, he was wrong.
I'm so sorry. You carry on putting your face on.
I'm not putting my face on.
Oh. Well, I've got the certificates.
For the fun run?
Yes, the chap from Borchester Harry has dropped them off a couple of minutes ago.
Put them on the desk.
You're not feeling unwell, are you?
No.
Only...
What?
Well, I've noticed you once or twice this week, looking in mirrors.
What's wrong with that?
You seem to be rather concerned.
I'm perfectly well, thank you very much.
Good. Well, if I leave them by the phone...
Oh, anywhere on the desk.
Quite a stack.
I don't know why Roy thought I wasn't in.
Oh, Rapunzel's. Are you booking an appointment?
I don't know yet. Anyway, if that's all you came in
well,
for...
Well, they've got a very good reputation, haven't they? I recognise the card. My friend Maddie has one on her pinboard.
Has she?
She says they're the best stylist for miles. And she should know. She's always had difficult hair.
Yes, well, thanks for bringing in the certificates.
Oh, yes, they look very smart.
People need some reward for finishing. Oh, well... What is it?
I'm just trying to remember. Alex, that's who she swears by. Try and get him.
I have used Rapunzel's before.
Oh, well, then you know how good he is. Maddie says he has the eye of a Titian for colour.
Then it's that obvious.
I'm sorry?
That I've got a problem with this shade.
Oh, no, not at all.
It's all right, Linda, you can say it.
Well, it might be too vibrant for some people, but you can carry it off.
Vibrant? You mean brash?
No.
Overstated,
well,
then.
No.
I'd appreciate an honest opinion.
Your hair is perfectly all right, Caroline.
That's very nice of you, but what's your strategy?
Strategy?
For dealing with the grey.
Oh.
What approach do you take?
Well, fortunately, it's a bridge I've yet to cross.
Really?
I take after my mother that way.
You've no grey at all?
No. Not as such.
That red is entirely natural.
Yes. Of course, I am very careful about what I will and won't use.
In what way?
Well, I only use organic products which are naturally attuned to my hair.
Attuned?
And therefore can enhance what is already there.
I see.
To bring it out more fully.
You wouldn't say I tend to bring my colour out a little too fully?
No.
For my skin tone, it doesn't look too young.
Ah. Well, of course, that is an important consideration.
Oh, very much so.
We all have to acknowledge the passing of time.
And present ourselves appropriately.
Exactly. Actually, that's why I'm so pleased Maddie went to Rapunzel's.
Oh?
Well, you can only wear your hair long till a certain age, can't you?
Yes.
She was starting to look like someone out of the Jefferson airplane.
Oh, dear.
Nothing worse than mutton dressed as lamb.
No.
And, of course, no one actually comes out and tells you to your face, do they? They let you go round looking ridiculous.
Thank you, Linda. For your honesty.
My honesty?
But we better not leave reception unmanned any longer.
Oh, no, I suppose not.
You've been very helpful.
Oh, have I? Oh, good.
You're going home. You know that.
Remember when we had to let her go?
Of course I do.
Yeah, it was a dark day.
Yeah, it's great getting her back, though.
Oh, I was up past the farm earlier.
Oh, were you?
Yeah. Took a walk along the Am, ran into Oliver Stirling. Telling me how boggy some of the grassland is.
As if you didn't know every inch of Grange Farm. Yeah.
There's something rather peculiar looking about him, as a matter of fact.
Oh, yeah, what?
I can't put my finger on it precisely. Something about his face, or his hair, maybe.
Oh, here we go.
Swing around! Swing around!
There he knows.
That's it. More this way.
It's all right, don't worry. He's been in one of these before.
That's it. Lovely.
Yeah, let's get the tailboard, Grandad.
Right, you
are.
Are
you okay with that?
Yeah, no problems.
Nice and easy, will you?
I've put some straw down inside.
We're grateful for the load.
Oh, she's in great condition.
Yeah, and she'll be giving you a calf in the autumn.
Oh, let's hope it's a decent effort.
I expect you'll be glad to get her off your hands, eh?
Oh, she's been no trouble. Been useful for the butterfat.
If I hop over and get behind her, we can get her in, yeah?
Yeah, go on, then.
You're right, though. I'm not sure to work, especially since Ben put in an appearance.
Ready?
Right, then. Out you come.
Go on. Go on.
That's it. Up here.
On you go. Good girl.
Whoa! Don't step off. Go on. That's it.
All the way in. Go on.
Hey, that's it.
Right, that's it. Let's get the board up.
Got it?
Out we go. Yeah, don't worry. Don't you worry. You'll be back out of there sooner than you know.
Right, that's this site. Have you,
done it.
Well, that was painless.
Mind you, things can't be that bad for you.
Hey?
Well, you can't be that busy.
What? I'm rushed off my feet at the moment.
Well, it'd have been worse if the babby had come last year.
Well, possibly.
At least now somebody else is doing all your arable.
Well, yeah.
Yeah, Home Farm's got the contracts, haven't they?
Well, that's going to make life easier.
Well, I don't know. Sometimes it creates more hassle than it saves.
Brian.
Hello, Siobhan. It's a bad time to call, Ryan.
Well, for what?
To see you, that's all. I know I should have rung first.
Well, it would have been helpful.
Only I wasn't sure till the last moment I'd be able to get here. Can I come in?
Yeah, sure.
Make sure you hold her steady.
It's nice for her, having them ghosts in with her.
It's like being a concert pianist, you know. You never loses the touch.
Well, if you say so.
Finger and thumb in the top of the teeth. Other fingers curl round, squeeze.
Yes, all right, girl.
There we are. Gently does it.
Good girl. Ah, she'll settle in quickly here.
There's no reason she shouldn't.
Oh, no.
What's up?
Oh, she's adorable.
Good afternoon, Mrs.
What a lovely sight to come home to.
Yeah, I reckon she likes it here.
Oh, she's made for this landscape, William. The milch cow standing patiently on the sward, tended by the innocent rustic.
Who?
Sir Sean Thomas Hardy would recognise her.
Oh, would he?
Oh, yes. Although...
What?
Oh, nothing. You carry on milking, Joe.
I mean to.
Good girl, hold still.
What?
Milk's coming very slowly, isn't it?
Steady enough.
Yes, but... No. You're doing very well. Do you mind if I...
Here, you trying to squeeze on the stool with me?
Anyone just a closer look.
You're unsettling her now.
Oh, I see what the problem is.
What problem?
You haven't quite got the rhythm, have you, Joe?
What are you on about?
Grandad knows what he's doing.
Yes, of course he does, but if there's a better way...
Oh, is there, eh?
Well, as you appreciate, I have a great deal of experience from milking the goats.
This ain't exactly Grandad's first time.
Very often it's the oldest dog which has the worst habits.
Oldest dog?
In a manner of speaking, Joe.
So, what exactly should I be doing?
Well, it's all to do with timing, Joe. Perhaps it will be easier if
I... Oh, yeah, you show me.
Well, only if you're sure.
Oh, certain. You have the stool, Mrs.
Thank you.
Grandad?
No, like Mrs. Snell says, you're never too old to learn. This should be an education.
Now, what you have to remember is, animals are like us. They have their own cycles and rhythms. You take hold firmly.
Oh, yeah, I see.
And then you time your movements so...
Come back!
Are you all right down there?
Oh, dear.
No, let me give you a hand up. Nothing broken, I hope.
No, quite all right. A little winded, that's all.
What a shame.
It's all right, girl. Stay there.
I'm afraid all the milk spilled.
Oh, don't matter.
Well, I don't know why she did that.
Shock, most likely.
Shock?
Being passed from a complete amateur to a true professional like yourself.
Oh, there was really no need to change.
It's not for your sake, Brian, it's for mine.
Oh.
What's comfortable to slouch around working in, it's not for visitors.
Apologies again, I should have phoned ahead.
So?
I've been thinking about you all week.
Have you?
I didn't exactly cover myself in glory, did I, the way I took the news?
No.
I mean, all the things I should have said, I didn't say any of them.
It was quite a bombshell to throw at you.
Oh, I'd have done better to keep my mouth shut.
Maybe.
I've been raising the idea of a termination. It was crass of me.
Having a baby means a lot to me.
Yes, of course. In the shock of the moment. No,
it's okay, Brian.
Well, at least now it's started to sink in. I mean, to be honest, I haven't thought about much else all week.
And?
I want to say what I should have said in the first place. Whatever you need from me, Siobhan, I'm prepared to give.
You mean that?
Yes, absolutely.
Oh, Brian. That's great to hear.
I didn't even have the decency to ask if you're seeing a doctor.
Don't worry about that.
I am going to worry about it. And you're going to let me. Whatever consultant you want, I'll pay for.
No, really, that's okay.
No, I mean it.
I've booked to see a GP next week. That's all I want.
Well, if you're sure, that's fine, but you've got the choice.
Okay.
And obviously, I mean, there are 101 things to buy, even before the baby arrives.
Brian,
Maternity clothes to begin with.
You're talking about buying me some frocks.
Yep, whatever you need.
Is that what you think I'm after?
Well, you've got to be practical, Siobhan.
I don't want your money.
I'm only saying be realistic. This place can't come cheap.
Are you serious?
Let me pay the rent.
What?
Well, at least contribute towards it.
Stop it, Brian.
You've got to let me help you.
By getting out your checkbook?
No, by taking care of you. And what's going to happen to your work while you're pregnant?
That's my lookout.
It doesn't have to be. Money's always messy in a breakup. I won't see you suffer.
Well, that's very thoughtful of you.
Siobhan, this is important. I mean, where will you be if Tim's awkward?
He can do what he likes.
I mean, what has he said so far about the baby?
Tim?
You have told him. Have you told him?
This child isn't his business.
So he doesn't know?
I haven't spoken to him for a week.
Right. When are you? And what are you going to tell him?
Does it matter?
Well, it'll colour everything for him, knowing you're pregnant. Who knows how he'll react?
Do you know, I haven't even thought about it.
No?
And I don't want to. The marriage is over.
Even so?
He's out of my life.
You've got to tell him sometime.
I don't even want to think about it right now. Is that okay by you?
Yes. Of course it is. Whatever you want.
The Archers was written by Adrian Flynn, and the agricultural story editor was Graham Harvey. It was directed in our Pebble Mill studios by Kerry Davis, and the editor is Vanessa Whitburn.